Rural Focus. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we did catch up with Warren Davies, a.k.a. the Unbreakable Farmer. Well, he's just wrapped up his WA tour. He's been over here meeting some farmers, some regional communities as well. Warren just joined us on the phone this morning. Morning, mate.
How you doing?
Not bad. How'd you find WA?
Well, start off with a beautiful place. Never been over the west before, so yeah, like it was a very good place. But the tour was good. Got to meet some very good people, which I do all over Australia. But you know, every community is different and yeah, so welcoming. And it was fairly successful. And looking forward to coming back a bit later in the year in September, so which will be good as well. So. It's all worked out pretty well.
Well, you've more or less just pretty much wrapped up your WA tour here in... Where'd you go? Just down south?
Yeah, so down south, around as far down as Augusta, but around Bunbury and those few places in between. So it was really good and it's something that I find when I travel anywhere else in Australia that, you know, most communities have got similar issues and, you know, there's a couple obviously that are specific to certain places, but, you know, a lot of people, there's a little bit of, struggle out there and it's always good to connect with people and have those conversations.
Because you were here on a tour speaking about mental health. So what was the feedback like from the farmers or the regional communities that you did visit?
Yeah, look, I think it's a little bit the same, like the same as most places, that isolation and the access to services and so forth and, are always challenges in any community across Australia. Like, and I suppose I just reiterated my, lessons and or strategy of, developing, those grassroots-based support networks around yourself, making sure that you know who your five people are and, those people that you can lean on if times become challenging for you.
What were the main talking points, mate? What was it, say, interest rates, supply chain issues?
There was a lot of things. Yep. Supply chain issues. The live sheep export ban come up a little bit in their conversation as well. You know, just those typical cost of living, cost of production, things that are challenging and cause stress. But then, also just the, those being isolated and in your own thoughts, I suppose, and that, which I share through my story, that downward spiral that you can get caught up in if you're not reaching out and seeking the help that you need, or you think that, it's not that bad, but all of a sudden you find yourself caught in that spiral, which is can be a scary place to be if you don't know where to turn.
And for those people that you did meet with while you were here in WA, mate, can they meet up with people and everything else? Was that the feedback that there are people here in WA that they can lean on?
Yeah, look, and that's something that I reiterate, like around reaching out for that help, whether it's through resources or through local organisations, or whether it's a national organisation like Lifeline, that there's support services out there that they can reach out to and make sure that they're having those conversations. But knowing that your GP is your first port to call if you're lucky enough that your community's well serviced by GP, that you can go and have a chat with. And that first point, as I keep saying, is to make sure that you've got people in your corner that you can turn to as well. And because and I think that's something across Australia that I find is that the access to services can be limited at times, and particularly in small rural communities that struggle to maintain or retain GPs and stuff and services like that. Make sure that you've got those friends, family, work colleagues, and whether or a broader community that you can touch base with. But talked a lot about telehealth as well, the important role that plays if you have not got access to services. But it's similar. I think one of the good things is communities coming together to events and just it can be the start of those conversations within the community, because you just don't know. Everyone's travelling a journey, and until you start having those conversations, you could be living right next door to someone that's really struggling, and you could be struggling yourself, and you can support each other through that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just the blokes, but for the ladies out there as well. Don't forget Lifeline, Beyond Blue, the Blue Tree Project here in WA, the 6Bs, Regional Men's Health Initiative, Rural Aid. They all do a wonderful job. Or maybe you might want to keep chatting with Warren and finding out more about what he's been through and everything else. So now, mate, you back home, back on the farm?
Home. And, actually got a couple more speaking gigs this week. So, heading to South Australia later in the week. And for a conference I'm speaking at, and it's a suicide wellbeing conference that I'm speaking at. And, back in... It's a little bit colder here than what it was in WA last week, but we'll put up with that. The sun's out, but it's just a little bit chilly.
Hey, mate, nice to see you over here in WA. Of course, as you say, you're going to come back in September?
Yes, I've got gigs booked in up at Ashburton Shire, which is up around the Tom Price area, early in the month, but looking to build on some inquiries that I got while I was over in WA, and hopefully we can secure some more gigs and get around that wheat belt area as well a little bit more. And on my travels up or back to Perth, and so that'd be really good. But looking forward to getting back over there and seeing a different part of the state, obviously.
And if people did miss you on this tour, mate, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Look, they can through Facebook, Instagram, my website www.theunbreakablefarmer.com.au, and there's a page there where you can fill out your details, which are only for me to give you a call back. Yep. And if you've got any inquiries, or even if you just want to have a chat, find out a little bit more about, if you're a little bit stuck and you need to know where to look for support, you can also give me send me an email, or my phone number is pretty readily available on my website as well. So happy to help out in any way.
Warren Davies, a.k.a. The Unbreakable Farmer. Glad you enjoyed your stay over here in WA, mate. Yes, nice to see that you're going to come back in September. Hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it.